Indiana ag leader receiving a major award, and a report on corn yields across Northeast Indiana. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by Keystone Cooperative. If you're in high school, join Keystone Cooperative at their Wingate branch November 18th to learn about career opportunities after high school. Visit KeystoneCoop.com/seed for details. Indiana native Ted McKinney has been serving as an ag leader for many years. During President Trump's first term, McKinney served as USDA's Undersecretary of Agriculture for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. Because of his leadership, he's been recognized this week for his role in boosting international ag trade.
For me, this came out of the blue.
And that's McKinney, who received the Michael Mansfield Award from the U.S. Meat Export Federation during their strategic planning conference this week in Indianapolis.
I've been a lucky guy. I mean, my roles at Dow AgroSciences and then Elanco Animal Health and then on to the Director of Ag under then Governor Pence. I've just been a lucky cat, and all of those have involved at some level international trade. Now, of course, the most prominent, most significant one was when I did my USDA service, and we must keep that up.
Speaking of ag trade, what does McKinney think of the recent trade agreement between the U.S. and China?
I'll take it if it gets us back to being friends as much as we can, given the geopolitical differences, and they're mighty, and they're going to continue, and I think they'll grow. But if we can demonstrate that we've got a product that they need, and that we then can be buying from them, that's what trade is all about, mutual benefit, and we have got to find a way to get back at that.
Hear more from McKinney and see photos from the US MEF award ceremony. It's at HoosierAgToday.com.